a doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, hallelujah. Dr. Batar really is in, but he's busier than ever. What is it with holiday season and docs, Dr. Batar? You were just in demand.
I have no idea. I think everybody decides that this is a time to get ready for their New Year's resolutions, and so everybody kind of starts doing things at the last minute. I'm not sure, but it has been literally crazy the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
I tell you what, one more visit in before, but if you're going to see a doctor, make it someone like Dr. Batar, who does Advanced Medicine Monday with us each and every Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The links are up in the show notes to drbatar.com, including his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, in fact. Now, today there's a lot of vaccine controversy. I want to get into that with you as well. So we got some great listener questions coming in. But first and foremost, let's check in on your dad who suffered a stroke a while back, and you were, you know, we followed his recovery, and it's been amazing. I just, if there are any updates, everybody wants to know.
Well, Robert, you know, it's interesting that you said that. At 4 weeks, which is exactly when I said that he'd be walking, he was already walking. But what's interesting is, I'm actually really glad you brought this up, because what's interesting is, despite the treatments, if certain other components, which some of us may take for granted, or some of us may not even realize how important they are not addressed appropriately, things will not go the way you expected. So, point in fact here, when my dad was walking, he was actually walking with swinging his right leg, and he would have it angled laterally, so it would actually be turned outwards as he would walk. Now, this isn't how he normally walks. And I started watching this because, you know, I wasn't observing my dad walking all the time. Most of the times it was video that was sent to me, and when I saw him, he was either in the chamber, he's staying in my brother's house. So during the Christmas break, I was spending a lot of time in my brother's house with the family. All my family, extended family, was all in town. In fact, we were hoping to see you there, but you weren't able to come by, I guess, because you fell under the...
Yeah, I was coughing it up. I didn't want to give anybody pertussis.
Yeah, it's probably because you took too many vaccines before Christmas.
Oh, exactly. No. I was looking up in the sky, and it was so funny because my little girl has been coughing a little bit too. And when they asked her, you know, our family members, not they know what we're all about, natural stuff. They're not necessarily, but they ask her, "Well, why are you coughing?" And my little girl says, "Chemtrails." they don't know what to make of that.
That's funny. Well. Anyway, since we didn't get to see you, unfortunately, during the holiday break, we were hoping to. But while I'm at my brother's house and with my sister and her family and my own family and my brother's family, I'm watching my dad walk as he gets up and is getting up everywhere. I mean, he's not using the wheelchair at all inside the house. He's getting up, he's walking, but he's still not walking normally. And he's walking in a very methodical way. He's looking at his foot, but his foot is rotated out. So I asked him, I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm walking." And everybody else is, you know, pretty happy. But I'm like, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm walking." I said, "No, you're not. You're not walking. You're dragging your right leg behind you. You know, lift up your leg." He said, "I can't." Well, my brother had told me he was actually lifting up his leg. But when I saw it, he's been lifting his leg laying in the bed, but he hasn't been lifting his leg when he's walking. So those are the hip flexion muscles. And if a muscle hasn't been used for a week, leave alone 5 or 6 weeks, it's going to go into atrophy. It's going to start to deteriorate. So then I had him start to rotate his foot inwards, and he said, "Well, I can't walk that way." Well, long story short, in less than 1 hour of him just rotating his foot and walking normally, because my point to him was, if you want to walk normally, you have to practice walking normally. If you walk dragging your leg behind you and swinging it out and externally rotated, then that's how you're going to start to create the new tracks in your mind. That's how your body's going to get used to it, and that's how you're going to walk. And that's not walking. That's dragging your leg. So the intention behind the movement is so important, and that's one of the things that my brother and I were trying to get across to my dad, which he now understands, and he has started doing those exercises. So, you know, hip flexion, you know, you think all this treatment. The treatment's going to bring a person back. Treatment's only going to plow the fields, prepare the fields, give adequate water, nourishment, but the seed has to still be planted, and the seed has to be nourished. And just by giving that seed just the proper soil, or just the water, or just the sunlight is not adequate. You have to give it everything. In fact, some people even talk to their plants, and they say the plants are healthier when you talk to them. So the point being, the intention has to be there. Despite the treatment, if your intention is not right, you're not going to get the desired result.
Well, that's an important distinction here, too, that you can do everything right, and then it's a musculature, or, you know, we talk about the nervous system, of course, as well, but the pathways that have to be almost rewritten in these cases. There has to be a great desire on the part of the person who had suffered from it. And your dad has an indomitable spirit at this point, evidently. Of course, he's got an amazing family to support him the way that you all have. But his willingness to make that shift. But you also have to have folks that observe like you do and say, hey, Dad, you're walking a little funny here. Let's correct it.
Right. And I appreciate you saying that, Robert, but that's exactly the point that I wanted to hopefully get across to the listeners, is that you can do all the right things, but if your intention isn't right on, you can miss the boat. So always have that intention. I've actually even read in some of the self-help books as I grew up. My dad used to have us read Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, you know, some of these people that have really had a lot of inspiration, provide a lot of inspiration for people throughout the ages, and have actually been role models and have created very successful people with the right thought processes in their own minds. As I read these things as I grew up, I learned about the intention aspect. Well, I can tell you now in practice after 22 years, if an individual does not have the right intention when they come into the clinic to get the right outcome, if they're giving energy to words that are negative as opposed to words that are positive, if their intention, meaning if somebody says, well, I don't know if I'm going to be better because, you know, I've had this problem all my life and I just don't think it's going to be any better. Well, you've just given power to that negative thought, and that intention is not there. It's lacking. You have to have that intention. Think of it as a road. You have to have a road leading to your destination, but if you don't have intention, it's like not having a road. You're in the middle of the forest and you have no way to get to your destination. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's a vital, vital part of being able to be successful in anything, but especially in healthcare, you must have that intent. And I recommend to people at the end of the day, sit down before you go to bed, just for a moment, even on the side of the bed, sit down and set the intention for the next day. What are you going to do the next day? And I'll tell you, when I don't do that, I just have one of those days the next day that it's, you know, you spin your wheels and you feel like you never got any traction.
Yeah, and of course, with all the demands on your time, Dr. Bitar, you've got to focus, I know, because I see where it's pulled all these directions. So listen, we're talking about intention, too. The vaccine industrial complex has a very powerful intention, and it's not subtle. I mean, it's, in my mind, it's to deceive you. It's to deceive all of us into believing that an injection with toxic metals, poisonous substances, is somehow going to help us. And they've been caught red-handed doing the nasty, doing the bad thing. And when this happens, it's time for us to play our special theme song. Guess who's been caught, and you know what they are. Go ahead and play that, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted?
B-U-S-T-E-D, you are busted. I don't want to put the hurt on you, but you better believe me when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on you. You're busted.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man.
Yes, the vaccine industry busted again. Dr. Bitar, you're going to love this. Yet another vaccine researcher caught faking research, as the vaccine industry is riddled with, of course, lots of scientific fraud. How often do you remember in your training, did they actually have you read the inserts of these vaccines long before you, you know, woke up to these realities?
Never. Never. It's never, you're never asked to read it. You're not expected to read it. I've even had doctors tell me, oh, we don't give injections of vaccines with mercury in there. And you look at the insert, it says right here, and they look at it and say, this doesn't say anything about mercury. I'm like, it says thimerosal. They don't even know that thimerosal is ethyl mercury. They expected it to say actually mercury as a preservative. So the few that do even bother reading it, they're not aware of the vaccine lingo, if you will.
Yes.
So there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing. This Dr. Dong Pyo Han from Iowa State University resigned this week after admitting he spiked rabbit blood samples with healthy human blood to falsely show that there were antibodies to, that would prove that his AIDS vaccine actually worked. And he had done it so efficiently that the NIH granted him $19 million in research funding before this came out.
So he admitted it?
He admitted it. Yeah, this is one of the times where, again, they're busted. He got caught, and now the NIH is looking pretty bad about, well, we scrutinize these things. We know better. No, evidently they don't.
What's amazing to me, though, Robert, and this is, no matter how despicable the medical profession is and the healthcare profession is and everything that we're doing in the vaccines and all this garbage, what is even more offensive to me is that it's never heard on TV, on radio, in newspaper, in magazines. Nobody talks about it except for a few very, very dedicated journalists that have integrity, like yourself and a few others. But why is it that when something this despicable is done, why is it that the mainstream media or any media doesn't get on the bandwagon and starts to bring the word out to the rest of people? That's really what really irks me.
Yeah, well, exactly. And of course, what's going to happen to this guy that got busted? He resigned. Is he going to jail? Is he? No, you never find that these people that do this stuff ever get anything of a criminal nature thrown at them. It's all about, well, let's put that back under the rug, because, of course, that would cause the need for the media to cover. Oh, my gosh, a vaccine researcher was put in jail for falsifying his study. We can't have that. And there's no punishment in that realm, even if the fraud ends up killing children, which it does with vaccines. We're on with Dr. Rashid Bitar. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. Check out medicalrewind.com if you ever miss one of our wonderful shows together, bringing information out like nowhere else in broadcast media. CEA, cancer markers. Are they really cancer markers? Next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Some questions of the day, and I love it when they're kind of directing toward an area of expertise Dr. Bitar has, and of course there's a lot of areas there. This one's really cool because it goes into the realm of cancer and markers. You know, as a homeopath, I don't rely on these so-called blood tests, although I can read them a little bit. I've had enough experience that I know they sometimes can mean something, but more often than not, they can be distracting from what is real. And Dr. Bitar, you know about these so-called CEA markers, the CEA marker tests?
I do, Robert, and I'm not a homeopath, and I don't read them at all.
I love that. See why we love you so much? See, this woman who I met recently at one of these events that I did, said she's interested to know if you have an understanding of what this thing is, because in the allopathic world, they use these CEA blood markers or whatever to say, oh my gosh, the number is high. You better get more radiation, more chemo, more surgery, when in fact they could be indicative of a healthy new growth. And I guess that's the differentiation here, because she's an MA, she's a nurse, she's got a master. I mean, so evidence that there are people now seeing through these blood tests.
Yeah, Robert, I don't know whether it's necessarily indicative of, you know, a change in the right direction. I just know how unreliable they are. So I don't use them from that perspective. So let's give a little bit of, at least I'll give you my perspective of this and my insight from my observations and my experience in it. Now, it very well could be that it's indicative of new, improved status of the individual. But I guess that would be the same thing as saying that they're not reliable in the conventional sense of the thought process, because conventionally they say if the markers go up, it's worse. If it's going down, it's good, which is absolutely not the case. So let's look at two very common, very ubiquitous type of markers that are associated with cancer. One is alpha-fetoprotein, okay? The other one is HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. Now, can you tell me what alpha-fetoprotein and human chorionic gonadotropin are also markers for besides cancer?
I believe pregnancy.
Exactly. So I didn't do that the right way for effect. I'm actually supposed to say these two markers off pregnancy. Do you know what else they're a marker for?
Right. The reverse.
But you get the point. The reason that these particular markers are seen in pregnancy is because what is a fetus? Well, it is something that is rapidly growing. Well, cancer is rapidly proliferating. It's the same thing. Uncontrolled cellular proliferation in a fetus as a baby is growing, it is controlled, but it's rapid. It's a rapid proliferation, it's just in a more controlled manner. That's the only difference. Well, there are theories that the process of cancer releases alpha-fetoprotein and human chorionic gonadotropin in a attempt to fool the body's immune system, to allow the body's immune system to see it more as something that's supposed to be there, i.e. a fetus. Like, hey, don't bother me. I'm okay. I'm a good guy. I'm just a fetus. Even though it's maybe in a male, even though it's not normal for a male to have a baby, the immune system is noticing an abnormality, and that abnormality is consistent with pregnancy, and so the cancer is releasing some of these markers. That's a theory, a thought process, which I have actually found to be probably more accurate than not accurate, meaning that if a cancer is growing, and we know that cancer is highly adaptogenic and highly mutagenic, it would be analogous to the shark or the alligator of the modern world. As you know, sharks and alligators are the remnants of prehistoric life forms mm-hmm. that roamed the ocean and roamed the land back, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago. But they were able to adapt, mutate, and survive. And that's what cancer does. It mutates, it's highly adaptogenic, and it survives. Well, how is it surviving? It's releasing these markers to mimic itself as a fetus to prevent the immune system from doing its job. So that's just two of the cancer markers that are normally seen in pregnancy. CEA is as well, and CEA, there's many different types of CEA, CEA, there's a mm-hmm. number of different cancer markers specific for certain types of cancers in the body, but I just don't do them. The only time I'll do them is if a person came to me and they've been getting those CEA markers or right. various types of cancer markers, and then I'll get a baseline to measure what that marker was when we started treatment and to kind of follow it. So one of the examples, and I don't want to keep on rambling here, Robert, but I do want to talk about one of these examples that came up in my case with the medical board.
But yes.
Let me take a breath here while you respond to what I just said, because I don't know whether that answers the question.
No, it does very well. And you can read about it. We've added the question of the day into the show notes if you want to get details, because this nurse understood it and set the question up beautifully in that regard. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Batar about another example that he wants to relate to us all. And again, you know, it's fine if you got blood tests, but if you over-rely on them and ignore the other realities of natural healing, the things that we're set up to do by design, we could take those blood tests to our detriment. And that's not what we want to do here. We're empowering you with ways to heal, ways to look at healing. And that's why we do advanced medicine each and every week with Dr. Rashid Batar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And it is Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar doing the things in the broadcast media that they, if they tried it elsewhere, they would get hurt, and then they would have to call on Dr. Batar. Help us, Dr. Batar.
Now, I didn't know that today was going to be a comedy show, Robert.
Well, you know, we always try to lighten it up, a little humor at the end of the year. Consciousness is continually shifting, but then again, the threats to health freedom are unrelenting as well, so we must... raise the alerts wherever we find them and speak out. As we say, the old media is not, even when Katie Couric does a little bit right by spotlighting two families of vaccine damaged children, the next day they get, you know, she gets yelled at by big pharma and she backs down. Yeah. So, you know, we're not going to be backing down. We never have, we never will. And I know you won't either. And this
could do it with a little bit of humor is always a nice way of doing it too.
Yeah, a spoonful of humor helps the Advanced Medicine Monday go down.
Yeah, and actually it's the eighth step in the book.
Yeah, absolutely. The eighth of the nine steps. Very good. Yep. Now we were talking about the unreliable cancer marker tests, and you had mentioned it in relation to the attacks that came to you from the medical board, I believe in North Carolina, that you had a story to share.
Yeah, actually, one of the cases, it was all to do with cancer patients, as you know, and there were supposedly four complaints. All four complaints were from people that have never been patients, never been to the clinic. Two of them have never even been to the state of North Carolina. I've never talked to them, never emailed, no communication whatsoever. But one of those four cases was regarding a patient with ovarian cancer. And I'll just give you a quick brief history. This woman had been on chemo for 2 years before she came to me, stage four, and she had been told that she had, I believe she was given like 2 months left to live, and pretty bad, already into early renal failure. Her liver functions are already up, so she was in the last phase. And when she came to me, she'd had a CA125 marker. This is ovarian cancer, and CA125 is one of those markers for cancer, but specific to the ovaries and to the uterus. And so they use it in basically in that area of the body as far as ovarian, uterus, endometrial, they'll use a CA125. So what was interesting with her was that she said she'd already had one of those tests. She had been following following those tests, and she had a sheet with all these tests that had been done for her over the last 4 years, the last two of which she'd had continuous low-dose chemotherapy. And you saw these CA125 markers, you know, 2.5, 7.9, go all the way up to 1,000, 1,500, and then drop back down to 500, 400, then 200, then go back up. And she was just fascinating back and forth. So when she came to me, she'd already had the last one done. It was the highest one that she'd ever had. It was over 2,000. It was like 2,200. So she did the initial consult, and then about 2 weeks later decided she wanted to start treatment. Well, when she came for the treatment, we ordered a CA125. She said, well, I just had one done a month ago. I don't want to get it done again. I told her, I'm sorry, I can't treat you without that you doing it. And she said, well, I just had it done a month ago, and it was the highest it's ever been, and I just wanted to have it done. And I told her I could not see her unless she had another one done. Now, why would I do that if it's not a reliable marker? Medical, legally, I had to do it. And I'm so glad I did, because it came to fruition 4 or 5 years later when the medical board brought this particular case up. So I insist that she has to have it done, or I can't treat her. She says, okay, she gets a treatment, she gets the test done, and her test comes back at over 10,000. So in 4 weeks, it went from 2,000 up to 10,000, right? Now, we start her treatment. Within 3 weeks, it's dropped down to 6,000. Now, remember, I don't do these markers normally, but mm-hmm. because she'd had a history of it, I said, okay, we're going to do one, and we do her treatment, and it's down to 6,000 in 3 weeks, and then she, because she wasn't compliant, because she wasn't listening, we had some arguments where the patient was simply not doing what I had asked her to do. And I told her, I said, look, if you want to die, that's your choice, but you're not going to die on my watch. And she was given, like I said, less than 2 months, I believe it was when she came to us. But her liver and the kidneys stabilized during our 3 weeks of treatment. And she actually lived for about another year. I think she lived for about almost 13 months. Now, fast forward 3-4 years into the future, whenever it was, the medical board gets this case, and then the medical board makes a big deal out of it. So mm-hmm. now we're in front of the hearing, and they have their expert witness. And the expert witness starts talking about how it was irresponsible for me to do any kind of treatment on a patient that had a 10,000 CA125 marker, because that person should be referred to hospice. It was obvious that I was just taking advantage of this patient, blah, 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 blah. Goes through this entire cascade of how reliable the test is, how this it is, how that it is. So then my attorney says, so are you saying that you've reviewed all the charts, by the way? And he says, yes. He, by the way, he reviewed over 1,800 pages of medical documents in 1 hour. So they're talking about the cancer, the CA125 marker specifically, and they asked this guy how reliable it is. And he said, it's extremely reliable. It's this, it's that, it's the other. It's, you know, it's the gospel. And if you have 10,000, at that point, you can't do anything. He said, anything over 5,000, the person's done. It's pointless to even to do anything. And they said, what about a 10,600 value? And he said, absolutely. Anybody who does any kind of treatment is wasting the patient's time and taking advantage of the patient. So then they ask him, did you review the charts? Yes, I reviewed the charts. Have you ever had any head trauma? Have you ever lost any consciousness? Have you had any amnesia or anything like that? And of course, the doctor said, no, of course not. So then they say, you reviewed these records. Can you look at this record and tell us what you see? Give us the date. So he reads out the date. Then they say, how long after the first cancer marker was this done? And then the doctor starts realizing, oh, shit. Excuse me, can I say that on the air?
I hope we had enough time to bleep that. That was from a doctor. So it was a doctor.
Well, basically, what happened was, and I'll try to cut this short, the issue was that in 3 weeks, that cancer marker comes from 10,000 down to 6,000. This guy had already said that that's impossible, nothing can happen, you know, that's a waste of time. And then when they said, would you consider somebody who can drop the 10,000 down to 7,000 as important? And he said, it's impossible. He said, if it was possible, could you do it? Oh, well, that would be a new miracle. That would be a new treatment. That would revolutionize cancer therapy. So then they're having him look at the piece of paper that he says already that he's reviewed, but obviously he hadn't. 3 weeks later, from the 10,000 down to 6,000, and then they ask him, well, what do you have to say about this? You just said that this was a revolutionized treatment. This dropped 4,000 points in the CA125 marker in 3 weeks. And immediately, this guy, you can tell, he's panicking, and then he says, well, you know, it's not that reliable of a test anyway.
Oh,
he went
really?
From one extreme to the opposite extreme by saying it's not a reliable test, when using their own methodology, proving that, okay, well, then, based upon your definition, our treatment was not only efficacious, it was far more efficacious than anything else, and by his own words, was revolutionary. It would revolutionize the cancer industry. And then as soon as he sees, oh, I just screwed up and made the statement I shouldn't have, immediately says, well, the markers aren't that reliable.
Wow. So the admission is there when it's convenient only. And at that point, he was caught dead to rights, so to speak. And much like the vaccine fraud that we see, they're having to backtrack on these issues. But the science is not on their side. The healers
exactly.
understand this. The real healers understand this, whether they be medical or non-medical. And that's the case here. Now, I've got another question, and this comes in actually from one of our listeners. Says, Robert, osteoporosis skin test for all employees is a condition of employment. This kind of sounds interesting, like the mandatory flu shot, but this may be a little different. That's why I want to get your perspective on it, because this is not necessarily a vaccine. They're trying to detect whether you may have been exposed or are a carrier, if I'm not mistaken, on this TB test.
That's correct. The TB test is essentially looking for a reaction on the skin. If you have a dermal reaction, it indicates that you've had exposure because there's some type of immunity already built in. The body's responding or having a reaction to the antigen, so to speak. There's no real concern as there is in a vaccine, Robert, because there's no preservatives or anything like that in the actual skin test. What is a concern, though, and there are cases reported where people who were not exposed to TB after having the skin test have actually developed TB.
You know, that's interesting because it raises the question of immunocompromised patients to be. Let's just say, you're just a worker, but you don't know. And they give you this test and they say, well, it's inactivated, but is it really? I mean, how reliable is that? They use this thing called Tween 80 or polysorbate 80 as a stabilizer with 0.28% phenol. Again, they're not really going it's certainly not intravenous. I mean, they are piercing the skin slightly.
Right.
Enough to create some sort of response to it or elicit some sort of response potentially. And I will say tuberculosis is not an easy infection to get. You have to be immune compromised.
Exactly.
It's not something you
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Robert. You have to be immune compromised, and that's a very key component, because how many people who have dental amalgams, right, that have been given vaccines, so they already have high levels of metals in the systems, and if they're a non-excreter, if they have a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete, they will have a compromised immune system because they've got heavy metals on board.
Right.
Or if they have exposure to persistent organic pollutants, the fluorinated hydrocarbons, the organophosphates, the benzenes, the toluenes, these chemicals that we call persistent organic pollutants that are found in the insecticides and the pesticides and the preservatives, etc. What if they've been exposed to that, which most of the population has, and if their body can't clear those substances, then what's going to happen? They're going to be immunocompromised. Again, in the on Facts on Toxicity, we have those seven toxicities, which I also talk about in the book. If you have those seven toxicities, by definition, your immune system is going to have a burden that's going to make it more susceptible. And therein lies the issue that if an individual is being given one of these tests and they are immunocompromised, you hit the nail right on the head. That's the situation that we got to be worried about.
That's the risk. So if you're going to be mandated for employment, again, there are worse things to have happen, but be certain that you're doing things to modulate immunity. And how would you know what that is? Well, read the book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. For one, that'd be your moment of duh. And beyond that, of course, look for 2014 for advanced medicine seminars. We don't have any officially on the schedule yet, but we actually have a link. If you're interested in hosting one in your city, go to the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We'll check that out and we'll get you plugged in. But the TB issue, it's a real infectious scenario. It kills more than any other infection, although it kills those who are severely immune compromised, nutritionally deficient, heavily toxic, living in certain arenas around the world that they don't predict here in the United States yet. As you say, with all of the immune-compromising metals, non-excreters, the simple act of testing for it could result in the disease. That is of a concern. So we're going to take
and I'll tell you, Robert, just as
real quick.
I'm sorry, I just got to say one other thing. That it would not be, if you're concerned, if you're a healthy person and your concern is to be exposed to this, you should have a concern, but it's certainly not nearly as devastating as a vaccine or anything like that. I mean, to me, if
well
I was
said.
Given a choice, I had to take one or the other, I would take the TB rather than take a vaccine.
The test.
But the
okay.
X-ray is a standard. I mean, that's the gold standard to see if you got any kind of issues. And this person actually had...
All right, we got to take a break, Dr. Bitar. We're going to be back. There's another question about vitamin K shots for your infants after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com.
or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Kick off the week each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 5, through naturalnewsradio.com, our syndicator GCN, rebroadcast around the world in the UK and, of course, Australia. And Dr. Bitar, he's a hero and a champion for many of us here because he stood up for what is right, not back down, and cowered in fear, never, no. And, of course, we appreciate him that much. And the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, you can read about it. It's kind of like a treatise, you know. You get that perspective, you start living it, and you're going to live healthier. We were talking about the TB test. We got another question coming in a moment. But, Dr. Bitar, you mentioned the X-ray issue associated with tuberculosis. What were you heading toward?
Right. I just wanted to make sure that the person who asked the question understands that what he requested, which was the X-ray, that really is the gold standard, whether you've got an issue with TB or not. So I'm a little surprised that they first agreed to it and then they reneged on it. So that may be something that he should pursue if he's really concerned about it, which I think it's justified to be concerned.
Yeah, very. And by the way, my mentor in homeopathy all those years ago, he started in the 1960s when he was given up for dead because he indeed had a manifestation of a full-blown tuberculosis case. And the doctor said he was too sick to recover with regular, what we call allopathic medicine. Even the homeopaths at the time gave him up for dead, but he didn't quit. He found a way to heal himself based on working with the liver, the intestines, the terrain, right? The concept we always talk about here, restoring health to the function of the body, detoxifying the poison from the body, and lo and behold, he was alive 35, 40 years later.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So next question goes back to infancy. Dr. Bitar, we talk about vaccines and things. This isn't, again, another vaccine direct, but it is an injection issue. They want to inject all of the infants automatically with a vitamin K shot to be sure that their blood is clotting properly on the rare instance that somebody has a deficiency here.
Yeah, vitamin K is also a concern because of, in the past, that there have been preservatives used in vitamin K. I would recommend to an individual that they need to review the issues with vaccines. And if they're concerned about vaccines, then they should be concerned about the vitamin K. And looking at the insert to make sure it's dimerosal-free would be one place to start. But, you know, vitamin K is part of the fat-soluble vitamins A, E, D, and K. And it is important to have vitamin K in order for the extrinsic pathway to work, the clotting pathway to work. The issue, though, is that how many people really have a vitamin K deficiency, and do the benefits outweigh the risks in a situation of, you know, something that could potentially have a problem,
right,
versus introducing something to the body that has a preservative that could have significant issues like thimerosal, for example. And I'm sure people that have been following us, Robert, for the years, last 3 years, they've heard this ad nauseum about the vaccine, the preservatives, thimerosal. But I just want to quote from the material safety data sheet from the manufacturer of thimerosal, which is Eli Lilly, from the material safety data sheet in 1991. And that is that thimerosal is a known neurodegenerative neurotoxin associated with severe neurological deficits, including but not limited to mental retardation. So this is something that if thimerosal is in the vitamin K, I would absolutely not take it or allow any of my children to take it. But if you're not concerned about vaccines, and if you listen to the show and you think we're all crazy because, you know, we don't believe in vaccines, then
right,
you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, knock yourself out, but we won't want to knock your infant out in this regard. And, of course, remember, the subcomponents in any vaccine may contain that thimerosal, even if they claim the entire shot is mercury-free. So
exactly, yeah, exactly. That's already been, Congressman Dan Burton did a congressional hearing on this. They did 4 different batches from 4 different vaccine manufacturers, and they found that all 4 of them contained thimerosal, even though they were labeled thimerosal-free. So that is a very good point. Now, vitamin K is not a vaccine, and so I don't think that normally they put thimerosal in vitamin K anymore, but that is something you should definitely look at. And vitamin K, anything that has a preservative in there in a newborn infant, you know, I have an issue with.
Sure, absolutely. And if you don't need to pierce the skin ever, you don't want to. There's no reason to do so. Of course, technically, you could give this orally as a supplement. So why is it in a shot? I mean, that's another big question.
Yeah, and I think the reason they do that is because the alimentary tract is not developed enough in a child. In an infant, in fact, for the first year of life, the gastrointestinal system is still developing, which is another interesting point, because the natural way of eliminating mercury is through the alimentary tract. But
yes,
if it's not even fully developed in the first year of life, then why are we
they violate it
the first day on the planet?
Hey, 2014 is almost upon us, Dr. Batar. The big event right now as we look to the new year, and there will be more that we add to it, is Autism One in Chicago in May. Last week, we covered it a bit. We've had the folks from Autism One on. We're going to do that some more big-time events. Those of you usually like the Health Freedom Expo up there, come on down to Autism One. Dr. Batar, thank you, my friend, for being here. I know how busy you are. You help me remind each and every one of you out there that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.